I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're getting cozy with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending April 4th, 2015. I'm running out of clever ways to say nothing changes this week, so I'll just come out and say it. Nothing changes this week. Let's start at number 5, where Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney hold with 4 or 5 seconds. It's been a big week for Rihanna. Hold on for details.
Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 months till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney settle into 5th place with 4 or 5 seconds. Last week, Rihanna released a new song. It's expected to turn up on her 8th studio album sometime later this year. Rihanna also voices one of the lead characters in the animated movie Home, which topped the weekend box office here in the United States. It took in $54 million. Well, if you happen to be in London on June 27th, you can catch our next artist in action. I'll have details after Ellie Goulding and Love Me Like You Do, holding at number 4. Ellie Goulding spends another week at number 4 with Love Me Like You Do. On June 27th, Ellie will be in London's lovely Hyde Park, performing at their summer concert series, Barclaycard British Summertime. Her co-headliners will be John Newman and Ellie's buddy, Taylor Swift. Our next artist will soon be heard on a record with one of rock's all-time superstars. I'll fill you in after we hear Ed Sheeran in 3rd place, Thinking Out Loud.
Take me into your loving heart. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are.
Ed Sheeran treads water in 3rd place with Thinking Out Loud. Ed has reportedly collaborated on an upcoming single with Paul McCartney, who's all over the place these days. Paul will supply the bass line and backing vocals for the song, which also features celebrity chef Jamie Oliver. The still untitled song will appear in a viral campaign in early May. It promotes Food Revolution Day, aimed at educating children about food. Well, we all know sugar is bad for you, except this particular sugar comes courtesy of Maroon 5 and holds steady at number 2. Lead singer Adam Levine is a huge fan of Gwen Stefani. Hold on for more. Maroon 5 retains the runner-up slot with Sugar. Lead singer Adam Levine is a big fan of Gwen Stefani. Not only have they worked together on the U.S. edition of The Voice, but Gwen influenced their early sound. Maroon 5 guitarist James Valentine tells the Oakland Press that Gwen's band no doubt inspired them in the mid-1990s. Up at number 1 for a 12th huge week are Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. This run is getting downright historic. Stay with me for more.
Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars rule the Hot 100 chart for a 12th week with Uptown Funk. This is only the 19th song in Hot 100 history to last that long at the top. Will it reach lucky number 13? Let's find out together. Join me next week for an all-new hit list. I'm Ray McDonald with the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.